Support for Veterans Corner on Veterans Corner Radio is made possible by M&M Printing and the Observer News of Ruskin.
Hello and welcome to Veterans Corner Radio Podcast's information for and about veterans. For this edition of the podcast, Bill welcomes Michelle Gardner-Ince, VA Director of the Women Veterans Small Business Initiative. If you're thinking of starting a small business and seeking help, this is the place to look. As a Director of Program Development, Ms. Gardner-Ince leads the department's efforts to develop programs that connect and enable underrepresented target groups with the VA and the federal and commercial marketplaces to increase educational, employment, and economic opportunities. Here now is Bill Hodges with Veterans Corner Radio on Veterans Corner Radio Podcasts.
Welcome to Veterans Corner, a show dedicated to providing information to all those who have served our country's military and to their families. Now, here is your host, newspaper columnist, management trainer, and Air Force veteran, Bill Hodges.
Hi, I am Bill Hodges, and this is Veterans Corner Radio. We've got a great guest today, as we always do, Michelle Gardner-Ince, Director of the VA Women's Veterans Small Business Initiatives. Small Disadvantaged Business Utilization. That's a huge title.
It is.
Such a lovely lady. Just what is it?
The Office of Small and Disadvantaged Business is a law legally mandated office that is located at every federal agency. And its entire purpose is to help small businesses gain access to information about entrepreneurship and government contract opportunities. Specifically at the VA is the largest procurer of goods and services from veteran-owned businesses and is mandated by law to give a portion of its contracts to veterans, unlike the other OSDBU offices.
Yeah, I was a contractor for a number of years. I did training for DOD, well, for all the government agencies. And it really was a pretty good system. I didn't have too much trouble, but I know that there are pitfalls, things that people want to look for, and getting started probably is the hardest thing. So how does one get started?
Well, I'd love to share that with you. And, you know, as the director of the Women Veteran-Owned Small Business Initiative, one of the things I always say is I'm always happy to help a few good men. So I'm going to speak kind of globally and wide here. But, you know, getting started, really the hardest part resides within the veteran's mind and heart, right? So what is it that you have done in the military that I call is in your rucksack, right? The U.S. government gave us a lot of skills, a lot of talents, opportunities to lead and manage resources. So, you know, pull those out and say, what would I do, love to do? And I call it Uncle Sam, right? Solve a problem, address an issue, or meet a need. That spells Sam. Solve a problem, address an issue, or meet a need of your client. So once you decide what it is you want to do, what problem can you solve, what need can you address, you know, what issues can you meet, then you decide, hey, I want to target this client. And I tell everybody, especially when you're talking HR, consulting, advisory services, even IT, go to the community where you have credibility. So if you've been in law enforcement, you want to do IT for law enforcement. You want to do HR for law enforcement. You want to do executive coaching or advisory services for law enforcement, because you're not just going to be somebody coming off the street who doesn't understand that client. So one of the amazing things about the Office of Small Business, it's a plethora of resources. Along with SBA, you can go to the website. It's going to tell you how to, you know, how to start your business. It's also in at the OSDA booth, we're the door openers. You know, the governments are bureaucratic and very complex. Well, you go to your small business office and you say, look, here's who I am. You know, I'm GI. I do, you know, HR consulting specifically for, you know, for IT. They're going to go, oh, okay. Well, let me open the door and show you who's buying that and how they buy that so that you can shorten your path to success.
You know, I think it's interesting. You just referred to yourself as GI. And I ought to point out that initially I asked, you know, what do you prefer to be called? Do you want to be called Michelle? Do you want to be called Director Gardner Ince? What is it you'd like? And she said, well, my initials are GI. So let's just go with GI.
Absolutely.
So why GI? You've got a background that many people don't know about. Let's tell them about a little bit about your background. You're a Tuskegee graduate.
That's correct.
And you went into ROTC there.
I did.
And then you got out of the military. How many years did you stay in?
27 amazing years.
And you rose to the rank?
Of colonel.
That speaks well of you right there.
I was the first in my specialty in the Air Force.
Really?
I'm a fodder. I'm a first and only and different. That's what I call myself. I'm a fodder. yes. So if you, in the military, you know, you always have the chow hall. You always got the dorms. You got lodging. You got the department stores, which are the BX, PX, and you got the commissaries. Well, that's what I did in the military. And in that specialty, I was the first Black female to make the rank of colonel. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you headed up, if I'm not wrong, APs for the Pacific region.
I did. Amazing job.
So you've got a background in retail. You've got a background in purchasing. You must have a background in all these areas.
Absolutely.
In order to be able to help these folks do this. So we're starting out. We've gone to the SBA office. Now where do we go?
Now, after you've gone to the SBA office, on that SBA list is going to tell you all about getting your EIN, which is, you know, basically your IRS social security number. Then you're going to get your what used to be called a DUNS number is now called the Unique Entity Identifier, UEI. And you're going to want to get certified at your state level because each state has certification and set asides for small businesses, for veterans, especially veteran friendly, you know, states. Then you want to go to back to SBA and get your veteran-owned service disabled veteran-owned certification. And you might say, why? Even if you're at 0%, you want to get certified because 0% is an indicator of your disability that it may get aggravated or rise to a higher percentage in the future, but it also gives you the legitimacy to get that certification, right? So don't worry about, I don't have anything, just go get it. Get the 0% and be, you know, be eligible for set asides.
I tell people all the time, if you have it, get it. Well, they gave me 0%. I don't get any money, but it's an insurance policy into the future.
It is.
And it's so important. And a lot of people don't think 0% is important, but it is.
It is.
I talked to somebody this morning who got a 0%. It was almost 10 years ago. But kept filing and filing and filing, and the condition got worse. And now they're up to 30%.
Yes, you're right. And it works if you want to have a business because, you know, by law, VA has to give 17% of its contracts. And that's, you know, we buy a total of about $6.3 billion in services and products from veteran-owned businesses. And 17% to service-disabled veterans and 15% to veteran-owned businesses.
Is there still a magazine or a paper that comes out called the Commerce Business Daily?
No, I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, there was a, that we used to get a paper, and it had all the government opportunities in it.
Ah.
And Commerce
now
Business
Daily. Now that's on sam.gov. So just like I talked about Uncle Sam, There's a website called sam.gov, and that is where all of the potential contracts are coming out. And so once you that's also where you register your business to do business with the government. So once you're registered, you can say, these are my North American identification codes, or NAICS, right? Which is an umbrella of, I do this kind of work. You will get notifications when those types of contracts come out.
How does one get financing? Is there any assistance in financing?
You know, VA doesn't do financing, but SBA does. And I forgot what the name of the website is now, but if you go to SBA funding, SBA doesn't do direct funding, but what they do is they connect you with SBA approved lenders.
And it's so important if you can get some help there, because most businesses fail not because the people aren't good at them. They fail because of the way they handle their finances.
Absolutely.
Or at least that's my experience.
No, that's so true. That's so true. And we also, I always tell people, you know, may God keep you from evil and may you stay away from evil. And what I mean by that in business is there are predators. There are predators that prey on veteran-owned businesses. You know, there are deals we lean towards that are really too good to be, you know, true. And so we have to be careful, because with our veteran status carries a lot of opportunities. And you know, that's the reason Congress recently passed the Stolen Valor Act. That means where you know, whether it's for benefits or for profit, others who have not earned the right. And see, the veteran-owned status as a business is the only earned certification, right? You know, so there are predators out there who seek out veterans and try to take advantage. And I always say, if it sounds too good, looks too good, it probably isn't good.
Well, you know, we've done a number of shows here. Joe Williams has set us up with people from the VA talking about scams, mm-hmm. and people getting hit by these scams. Let's talk about women's opportunities.
Yes.
Can you give me a little background on how women get maybe priority on some things?
Absolutely. First of all, there is a separate woman-owned certification, right? And that is done by the SBA. One of the amazing things is they have consolidated all of the certification programs at SBA. So when you go as a woman, you can get certified for a veteran-owned, woman-owned, minority-owned, HUB-zone through the same portal instead of going all these different ways. But women veterans are the fastest growing demographic in the veteran population. They're expected to be 20% of the population by the year 2030. So more women are going in the military, more are coming out. And so, VA is spending millions of dollars on women clinics within the hospital. So it would only be right that we would now start to focus on giving women opportunities to compete as veteran and women, which would allow us to hit both of our goals in VA, our 5% woman-owned goal, as well as the previous 17 and 15%. So my program that I run, it's called AKA Vet Biz Ladies. That's kind of the nickname known in the business community. It's all about giving women a place to learn, grow, and be empowered, because women, we found, don't network the same. They experience gender, race, and age bias, because many of our veterans are very talented and technical, but when they approach a business owner or a government client, oh, you don't look old enough to know IT or to run, you know, this construction project. So we realized that there's hurdles that they have to overcome. And this program falls directly in line with the president's executive order 13985, which is challenging us to remove barriers and burdens for underserved business communities. And that's women, veterans, and minorities, and disabled business owners.
I've got just about a minute left. Is there one last thing that you concisely want to get across?
Absolutely. There's a plethora of opportunities, a plethora of information. Go to OSDBHUVA.gov, VA Victor Alpha .gov /OSDBU. That's VA.gov /OSDBU. And you will find education opportunities. You can follow us on YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, and we announce different training opportunities as well as business opportunities.
Thank you so much. My guest today has been Michelle Gardner-Ince, or simply GI, as she prefers to be called. She's director of the VA Women's Veterans Small Business Initiatives, Small Business Disadvantage Business Utilization. Thank you so much for coming on. And I hope some of these folks, I enjoyed my time as a government contractor. I was treated well, and yes, I enjoyed working with it. And I felt like I made some difference. So thank you, GI, for coming on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, you're unique, you're special, you're great. Tell yourself so often because you are, you know. And we'll talk to you very soon on Veterans Corner Radio.
You've been listening to Veterans Corner with your host, Air Force veteran Bill Hodges. The views expressed on this program are those of Bill and his guests and are opinions based on the best available information. In matters of law or governmental regulation, it will always be best to check with the appropriate agency. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us for the next Veterans Corner.
Before we go, here's a quick final thought. Why not take a minute to follow or mark Veterans Corner Radio podcasts as a favorite? It's easy, and you'll be among the first to be notified when new episodes of the podcast are released. And thanks for listening to Veterans Corner Radio Podcasts.